Friday Barnes was not an unhappy child. That said, she wasn't deliriously over the moon either. She was sort of just left to get on with things. You see, Friday Barnes was the youngest of five children. Now I know what you're thinking. Five children? Her mother must have been so busy. What a workload. What a chaotic house they must have had. Well, that's not how it was at all. Friday's mother was a very systematic woman. You don't get a PhD in theoretical physics if you're not good at being methodical. And that is how Mrs. Barnes approached child rearing. She decided she wanted children, so she allocated 4.5 years out of her career to have them. She spaced them exactly 18 months apart, and when the oldest started school and the younger two were in daycare, she went back to work. Now, I'm sure if you're good at maths, you will have noticed that if you have children 18 months apart, over a 4.5 year period, that gives you 4 children in total. Mr. and Mrs. Barnes had their 4 children and everything went to plan. They taught them to read with flashcards, they sent them to the best extracurricular maths workshops, and they even allowed them to participate in sport, if you call yoga sport. Then, 9 years later, just as their youngest child was gaining early admission to high school, the unexpected happened. Mrs. Barnes got pregnant again. There was no time in her schedule for childbirth. On the due date, she was committed to speak at a conference in Bern, Switzerland, about the possibility of the International Supercollider opening a black hole and destroying the planet. For the first time in her adult life, Mrs. Barnes saw her ironclad grasp on order and reason begin to slip. Mr. Barnes was, however, a man of action. If the action did not require him to leave his office or get up from his desk, he googled Bern and maternity hospitals. They discovered that one was just 3 kilometres from the conference centre. Mr. and Mrs. Barnes both breathed a sigh of relief. From that moment on, life proceeded exactly as if Friday did not exist. Later, in her third trimester, Mrs. Barnes travelled to Switzerland and gave her lecture. Halfway through, she started to feel labour pains, but she was able to hold on throughout the PowerPoint presentation, and only the people in the front row noticed when her waters broke. And so Friday was born, and she was named Friday because that was what her parents thought was the day of the week. Being academics, they often became confused about such trivial matters as times and dates. It was actually a Thursday, but the people at the births registry did not question the name. They just assumed Mr. and Mrs. Barnes were Robinson Crusoe fans, which of course they were not, because neither of them believed in reading fiction. 11 years later, Friday Barnes had largely raised herself. She was fairly small and dull-looking, with light brown hair, muddy brown eyes, and the trick of finding the exact spot in a room with the least light so that if she stood perfectly still, nobody would notice she was there.